Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is imploding the dollar by design. Their own policy reports going back over 30 years. They said before they brought down the dollar, they had to have their EU in place. Once they did that, they could bring down the dollars. We would accept the Amero. It's in all their documents. Vicente Fox talked about it on Larry King Live Monday night. But he said even more on Jon Stewart's show how he needed a European Union-style North America. He went on to say it's horrible that we have a fence and it's xenophobia. Mexico has a fence with Guatemala. They put you in a literal camp for 6 months and suck the money out of your family in Guatemala. It's been on the news. If they catch you. The truth is Mexico is one of the most xenophobic, one of the most nationalistic countries in the world. And that's in basic textbooks on geopolitical makeup. That's not my opinion. And so to have Fox, I mean, it's just all lies. It's all lies. Let's go back to it.
People still come over because they can get better jobs and things. How long would it take? How high would the standard have to go before you think the tide starts to settle and shifts?
We're at 8,000 right now, $8,000 per capita a year. I think it should go all the way up to over 20. And that happened with Spain, with the European Union, where they joining the union and having access to those huge cohesive funds, they were able to overcome poverty. And today, Spain or Ireland or Greece or Portugal are very successful nations. What you need is a little bit of solidarity, a little bit of human attitude, of working together as a team.
Would you like to see a North American union? So what's your team? You'd go with
long,
Mexico?
Long term, yes.
U.S. partners. Canada? You want Canada in there?
Canada.
Canada in there. Why doesn't South America do that? Why doesn't South America have some sort of South American union like the EU to
There's
consolidate their power?
Different blocks. There's one in Central America, all nations there joined together. There's one on the south in Mercosur.
Are you, so you're not a fan of like Evo Morales and Hugo Chavez and those guys? Ooh. We had Evo on the show. Oh, they give you a headache. He seemed very nice. He just talked a little bit about redistributing.
No, terrible.
Terrible.
Populism, demagoguery.
Even Morales. I know Chavez, but Morales as well.
Yeah, both of them in Korea and Ecuador. Wow. He's a fair guy.
Now, he had an interpreter. Do you think he speaks English? Do you think that was a whole...
Yeah. No, he speaks his dialect.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Because he's indigenous. But it's a pity for Bolivians, for Venezuelans, not being taught to fish, but just give them the fish out. They're not constructing a solid economy or industry or jobs. It's just giving away the money.
And it goes on and on. Later we have time for the rest. It's not like you're a capitalist, Mr. Fox. You're a monopoly man. I mean, look at our government, crippled in size, total socialism. Shut up. I mean, I'm just sick of it. It's all lies. He claims that Ireland did good. Ireland refused to join the European Union. They refused to sign the Constitution. They have a member in its parliament. And the EU said raise taxes and don't be a tax shelter, a tax avoidance nation. And Ireland said, no, we're going to cut our tax to 10% flat rate. You bet all the investment went there. You bet Ireland's doing good. Nothing to do with the European Union. Nothing. Portugal is the poorest country in the Western world. It's still as poor as it ever was, completely run by the New World Order. I have never heard such baloney in my life. And he says NAFTA and GATT's been real good for the U.S. too. Oh yeah, look how great it's been. But there he is admitting the North American Union. There he is admitting the Amero.
Thank you. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Larry Pratt, the head honcho over at Gun Owners of America, is our guest. It was founded back in the mid-1970s, 1975, to preserve and defend the Second Amendment rights of gun owners. Now, I have read the federal court filings. I have studied and even have the video of our beloved Charlton Heston on television in TV ads pushing for the 68 Gun Control Act. I've interviewed Charlton Heston. It was very painful for me, and I don't think he meant bad in it all, but this is just an example of what we're facing, pushing gun control. And I've always urged the second largest gun organization, Second Amendment rights organization in the country, in the world for that matter, and the only real gun group of any real size, to go ahead and take on the NRA, because the NRA is our biggest problem. They were a shooting club group, and then when Gun Owners was formed and started lobbying, suddenly the NRA came in and started lobbying. Before that, they had been a shooting club and a gun control group. And quite frankly, if you look at the roots of gun control, it was let's not have those blacks owning guns. If you study gun control history, and professors have written books about this, let's not let the poor own guns, let's put a tax on them. And that's how the first gun control came in, was to suppress blacks and sharecroppers and others. Just like the first licenses, you know, marriage licenses were to keep blacks from marrying whites. The government has no business in any of this. And so instead of always, quote, compromising, and we never, a compromise is if they gave up some ground and we gave up some. No, we always get pushed another foot towards the cliff, and now we're at the cliff leaning back. We can't be pushed anymore. The NRA drove through the first Big Gun Control Act. In the 60s, the other so-called gun groups and other civic groups lobbied for it back in the 30s, including the NRA, with some of the first gun control legislation before that. They got the Brady Bill through, they got the instant check through, and now they're for the Veterans Disarmament Act and the Police Disarmament Act. Hundreds of thousands of veterans and police who have any ADHD when they were 12 or collapsed in Baghdad or got any type of post-traumatic stress, hundreds of designations. Tens of millions of Americans, no more owning guns. And after I had Larry on last week, I talked to him about 20 minutes after the show, and I didn't realize how close they were to passing this and still are. We are on the very verge of step-by-step really losing it. And if they do this, and they can just say you've got a psychological designation, it's over, folks. And the NRA is supporting it. So we have to get NRA board members to turn around. And we have to get the members of the NRA, who are good people, to really assess the information we're about to cover. And I'm saying stay with the NRA. That way good people are in it and can try to keep it on the straight and narrow. It's better than it has been in the past, I'll say that. But we need to join Gun Owners of America. And all of you need to join. It's $20 a year. It's $500 for a lifetime membership. They need to get a YouTube channel up. They need to do these basic things. They got 130,000, 150,000 members, I'm not sure. We need to get you, the members, to get back to the source, get back to a real group, and unify. And 150,000 of us, and hopefully get some more members in there and get them back up to the 300,000 level like they used to be under Clinton. People went to sleep and the globalists made their move like they did on everything else. The government's crippled in size. BATF's crippled in size. I mean, it's a reign of terror against the Second Amendment in defense of the NRA. Bob Barr, board member last year, did say Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton, just not in rhetoric. Bush was for the assault weapons ban. I was in a gun shop last year, and they told me I was a liar until the manager said, no, he's right. You know, the conservatives just can't admit that we have Judas goats in our own midst. So I'm going to shut up. Larry Pratt is here, and I'm putting links up all over my websites. I have really calculated and really studied that if we got a real Second Amendment group and gave it the support it needed, and that's gun owners, that the group is there, that we could effectively lobby at the state level, being coordinated by gun owners, that if they had the funds and the support, that we could start reversing. Because we've gone from, what, 60% of people being against gun control to over 70% in major polls now. Gun control is very unpopular. Congress knows it's suicide, so they're doing it by stealth now. So we're now going to Larry Pratt to go over the history of gun control and the NRA being really the backbone of gun control in the last century. Larry, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I really appreciate your very strong support. And I think it's suitable, since I'm going to have a lot to say about what the NRA staff has been doing over the decades, that I emphasize something that you've already said, that really the beef is with the staff. It's not with the membership. The membership, in many cases, just doesn't know what the staff has been doing, because the staff has a very excellent public relations program. And, you know, I wish I could give a speech as good as a lot of their guys can give. But when you get down to what actually happens and has been happening from the very get-go, there's where the staff has been on their own track, and forget about what the rank and file thought they were getting when they became a member of NRA. The key to understanding this comes from an American Rifleman quote of their own president, Franklin Orth, in March of 1968. And he said something which I think is a true statement, and this is the true statement here. The National Rifle Association has been in support of workable, enforceable gun control legislation since its very inception in 1871. That is key to understanding what's been going on. They have not had an adversarial relationship ever that we can determine, certainly not for very long, with the government, because they've been a handmaiden. When our chairman, Senator H.L. Richardson, founded Gun Owners of America, he'd already written Confrontational Politics. And that was a large reason for founding Gun Owners of America, because we saw that whether you like it or not, politics is confrontational, especially when you're dealing with Marxists, which is really what most of the Democrats are.
And you notice that for mainline media, they tell the public, be nice, be limperous, and be sappy. That's how you're effective. That's the actual opposite. When you're aggressive, when you're forceful in law, in court, in business, that's when you win.
In fact, I'll jump ahead of a chronological history lesson that you and I would like to get to today and just emphasize that point. In 1993, I think it was. No. It was later than that. I think it was in 2002. There was an effort that Bob Smith, senator from New Hampshire, made at the time to improve the situation vis-a-vis the FBI. And the idea was that if a gun owner catches you, FBI, registering gun owners because they've got access to the Brady instant check information, which of course they have, but if you can prove it, you can take them to court. Normally you can't sue the government because we have this very, very dangerous and mistaken notion that we've let our employees get away with. We, the people, are the sovereign, but they've ended up calling themselves the sovereign, and you can't sue them unless they, through their own condescension, give you a little window where you can sue. And that's what Bob Smith was attempting to do in this gun registration deal. At that time, the NRA, Larry Craig, who's on the board of the NRA, senator from Idaho, came to Senator Smith as he was on the floor getting ready to make his motion for the amendment to allow these lawsuits. And they said, oh, please, Senator Smith, don't do this. NRA's got a head count. We only got 40 votes. We're going to lose. And if we lose, oh, the thought, it'll be so terrible. It'll set us back who knows how far. And Smith called me from the floor, and he said, this is what's going on. What do you think? And I said, Senator, I tell you the truth, we don't have a head count. Actually, sir, we don't terribly much believe in them, because I know this is a newsflash to you, Senator, but a lot of your colleagues lie. And I said, look, I don't know whether you're going to win or lose this thing. I rather suspect you're going to win it, because when these rascals are forced to go on the record, as you're fixing to do, they often vote a lot differently from what they say. They're giving you this 40 nonsense that we only got 40 votes because they're hoping that that'll discourage you from putting them on the record. And I said, if you do this win, lose, or draw, you're our hero, and we're going to tell the world that you're our hero, which we did, by the way. And he went, and he said, that's all I needed to know. And he made the motion, and he carried it with 67 votes, which would be a veto-proof majority if ever that had been at issue. In other words, on that one day alone, we found out on the record that there were 27 liars in the U.S. Senate.
Exactly. Well, we found the NRA was advising and lying. And I want to go through the history of this, but this is when I really woke up. I'd heard the NRA was Trojan horse. I'd heard it from all these, Bernadine Smith and others that have been tracking this for 50 years. But in 1999, the legislative session was starting up in Texas, going into 2000. And they were going to ban people under 18, Junior Olympics, the 4-H clubs, any type of shooting clubs, the YMCA shooting clubs. It was also going to ban private sales at gun shows, a safe law. And so I went down to the legislature, and I caught bribery on tape, and that made big news. And I mean, I just walked out, and there they were paying people off to go testify and lie.
Subtle.
And all this stuff was going on. Made the papers, and we were about to beat the bill, and we had hundreds of people down there to testify. And then the NRA came out in the Dallas Morning News and called us extremists and said they were neutral on the bill, but they were then attacking us and basically saying the bill was good. I mean, this was hardcore gun control.
Absolutely.
And the NRA was attacking us, Larry.
Absolutely. Well, we've been there and done that, so I know exactly what you were going through.
Yeah, so, I mean, folks, you know when you're in a fight and somebody walks right up to you and stabs you in the back, you know they're the enemy. And I'm telling you, folks, the NRA would have had their way. Those bills were going to pass. Okay, we'll be right back with Larry Pratt on the other side to get into the history of this. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, Larry Pratt of Gunners of America. Larry, let's get into it. Let's get into the history of how it started up, how the gun control began, and then where the NRA comes in so people know the truth.
Well, let's repeat again. I think the kind of keystone to this whole thing was a statement by Franklin Orth at the time of the gun control debate in 1968 in the American Rifleman, the March issue of that year, quote, "The National Rifle Association has been in support of workable, enforceable gun control legislation since its very inception in 1871. Now, quite apart from the unconstitutionality of that notion, the idea that there is any workable or enforceable gun control, you can confiscate guns and you can prepare a people for genocide. So I guess in that sense, there have been workable and enforceable gun control laws. But the idea of keeping guns out of criminals' hands, well, even the government has admitted that there's not a gun control law in the books, all of them studied, and that was the Center for Disease Control that I'm talking about, also the National Academy of Sciences, which is a non-governmental organization. Both have said there's not a gun control law in the world that's kept guns.
All you can do is disarm victims.
That's all you can do, because they're the only ones that will participate. The criminal, by definition, is not going to keep that law either. Golly, if he's going to murder somebody, do we really think that telling him that he can't have a gun is going to keep him from having one and getting one? So anyway, that's the mindset. Now, why would they have such a mindset? Well, after the war between the states, there were a bunch of Union officers who had come to the conclusion that the draftees, many of whom were, by the way, very reluctantly drafted, and there were draft riots where the government shot people in New York City and other places, but we don't have to fight that war all over again at the moment. But they didn't shoot very well. They were recent immigrants, many of them, Irish especially, coming in right off the boat, way to get your citizenship, fight in the Union Army. Well, they didn't shoot very well. They didn't have much experience. And the Southern boys were largely rural, and they were quite good shots. And so Union officers went to the Federales and got a charter to establish the National Rifle Association because they wanted to teach improved marksmanship so that the next time around those northern boys would be better shots. And I think to the extent that the NRA has kept to the business of teaching people safety and shooting skills and things like that, they've actually accomplished that mission. They've done very well. But the pity is,
but from the beginning, it was an auxiliary of government for the federal government. It was a minion, as you said, a handmaiden of the feds.
Bingo. And that was the mindset that spread over into politics. And so when there was a reaction against blacks having guns, even in the early part of the 20th century, Michigan, for instance, had a very famous case where a black doctor had moved into a white neighborhood in, I believe it was Detroit, and he met such resistance that there were mobs outside of his house, and it was getting pretty nasty one day, and a shot was fired. We've never figured out who fired the shot from inside the house. He had a number of relatives with him to help defend the place, but one of the punks outside was killed, and to the credit of the white jury, they acquitted the doctor, but the legislature fixed the problem, quote-unquote. They passed the concealed carry law for the state of Michigan as a direct response to the doctors having been able to defend himself. And in the 20s and in the 30s, concealed carry laws went on the books of every single state in the nation, bar none. Now, interestingly, and the NRA, at a minimum, didn't oppose those. There's no record. I really haven't been able to research that that well. But I do know that Vermont was the only state that ultimately escaped these laws because, believe it or not, their Supreme Court at the time found that it was unconstitutional and tossed the law off the books. And it never has come back. Vermont has been one of the now, almost three states, most of Montana, all of Alaska, and all of Vermont are states where you can carry a gun without anybody's permission. Vermont has remained that way, and it has also remained a very low-crime state. But that was the history of the 20s and the 30s. Gun control was clearly people control, and certain targeted people. There was a judge in a Florida case that was quite candid, said, we know who these laws were intended to target, and he went on to say exactly who it was. It was the black population of the country. Then in 1934, there was the National Firearms Act before the
Congress. Stay there. That's the key when our little friends, the NRA, show up on the scene. The defenders of the Second Amendment, the authors of all the gun control. And we're going to write an article up out of the analysis of Larry Pratt today in the next few days for PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. And then it's up to you to get it out to all your gun-owning friends to deprogram them, or we will lose.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Pratt is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM stations like 1330, just north of Austin and Cameron, covering Austin and, of course, Waco. KLBJ 590 right here in Austin, but there's stations all over the country, like the folks out in Needles, California, going into three states. Upstate New York, Kansas City, Knoxville, Tennessee, areas in Florida, all over. We're very thankful to all of you. We're also on WWCR Global Shortwave, 6 hours a day, the 3 hours live, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Time. 24 hours a day, we restream the show. So technically, 3 hours live and 21 hours of retransmission back-to-back at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us. Everybody loves that site. Just launched it 2 weeks ago with Kurt Nemo. And so, again, we're able to reach more people and get the word out when you spread the word. So tell folks about the free podcast at Infowars.com. Tell them about the streams. Tell them about the fight for liberty. And tell them about the NRA. I mean, we have them absolute dead to rights. We have them caught red-handed. They're not even hiding it. It's their history. And they are, I got to say it myself, a barrel of snakes at the top. And I'm just so sick of good old boys. I go in gun shops. They're like, yeah, they're going to ban guns. Nothing we can do. Yeah, it's all over. Eddie Eagle can't save us. Yeah, we keep losing. You keep losing because you got enemies inside the gates. You got traitors inside the gates. I'm sorry. Now, I've studied and looked at other gun groups, and I'm telling you, Gun Owners of America, they're the people. And I have seen this as a major chink in the New World Order's armor. If we can get Gun Owners of America members mobilized to be activists federally and at the state level, we can get our listeners to become members of Gun Owners of America and tell other NRA members that they're the folks that need to be supported, then we can have a stronger, no-compromise lobby. Listen, the NRA is up there pushing right now for gun control, and we're going to tell you about these horrible bills in a few minutes after we talk more about the history. But it's simple. If you don't go to the breach in the wall, and if you don't admit that we've got wolves in sheep's clothing, enemies dressed up in our own uniforms, it's over. It's over. They've tripled the size of the BATF. They're not playing tiddlywinks. This is not a joke. And they're brainwashing the children in the schools. They're trying to pass gun laws right now. We're in a crisis, and Hillary is coming. I hope Ron Paul gets in there. We've got to hope for the best, plan for the worst. Larry Pratt, before we get into the history, let's just do it right now, because I really want people to join Gun Owners. You're the second largest group in the country. You don't get the support you need. If we can only reach every NRA member, we can only reach a fraction, but you, the listeners, can reach all of them if you try over time, then we could turn this around and win. This is a place where we can win. We're already having a lot of victories. You guys are the ones that keep beating the gun bills. The NRA is supporting them coast to coast while putting out lip service of how they're for the Second Amendment. How do people call? How do they join? How do they get the newsletter? How do they get the email alerts? How do they help defend the Second Amendment in its darkest hour?
Well, we have a website they can go to and a toll-free number. The website, pretty simple, gunowners.org, and we'll talk some more about what they can do on that website in a minute. But the membership information is on that site. Just scroll down and you'll see how to join. Simple. If you can't get to the computer, don't want to do that, you can call our toll-free number, which is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-88-886 and then GUNS. And either way, we would very much welcome the increased support, because it means we're going to have more people able to and actually communicating with members of Congress. Man, does that make the difference.
Well, Larry, I mean, I'm not fighting the New World Order to lose. You're not fighting to lose. I have been the last really decade studying the gun votes, looking at the politics. And I've known since 2000 the NRA were treacherous enemies of the Second Amendment. But I talked to gun owner groups, and they just can't believe it. We now have to prove this to them, or we're going to lose it. And folks, we have a chance here to defend the absolute bedrock of this republic, the Second Amendment. Again, that's 888-88-6-GUNS, 888-88-6-GUNS, or gunowners.org. There's links up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. This is a major place that we can defend the republic. You know, I'm here every day fighting for our borders, fighting for our sovereignty, trying to get you to take action, listeners, and you do. I'm here every day trying to get you to defend the Second Amendment. I'm here every day trying to defend our borders and our sovereignty and our dollar. I mean, it's all imploding right now, and the key is the Second Amendment. We're here trying to support Ron Paul. I mean, we have a loser attitude that we can't win. We have been winning. The majority of Americans are now waking up, but they're not involved. Larry, I mean, I've seen the polls. What, 87% of anti-gun candidates have lost the last three rounds. Polls show more Americans now get it, and that the anti-gunners are running out of steam, but they've got the politicians. Can you speak
exactly
to that?
Well, the poll that was most significant was conducted in November of 1994, and no less than Bill Clinton himself confessed that he had made a mistake to push the gun ban, that had cost his party control of the Congress. And Al Gore apparently didn't get that memo. And when he was in the presidential primary with Senator Bill Bradley, he and Bradley had this, I'm more anti-gun than you are. Apparently Gore won that contest in the primary, but that's what kept him from winning the general election. And so at that point, I think the Democrats, all of them, just about got the memo. They're not doing anything that is advertised as gun control. And so, yeah, the polls, especially the ones that politicians really know about, those are the results are in. You stand for gun control, you're looking for a new job.
So instead, they're doing it by stealth now and actually being more successful than the old frontal assault. Give them a call, $20 a year, $500 for a lifetime membership. I mean, if you won't support Ron Paul now, if you won't support Gun Owners of America now, if you won't support American Patrol, if you won't support the Minutemen, if you won't support the real groups that are out there actually fighting, then you deserve what you get. And I'm telling all the good old boys right now who don't believe me, hey, you better look into the NRA. You better find out this is true, because we're telling you the truth. Believe me, I wish it wasn't the truth.
Well, let's take a look at what the NRA staff was doing, the president.
Yeah, let's go back to the 30s and the 60s and then right up to now.
In a letter to the Congress in 1934, and we just happened to run across this the other day doing some legal research at the, I don't know if it was at the archives or on some website, but got it anyway. President of the NRA at that time was Carl T. Frederick, and Mr. Frederick wrote a letter, and in part, I quote, it was about the machine gun, technically a tax. $200 in that day would be probably, what, $20,000 today?
Maybe? Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, it was, in other words, it was a prohibition for all but the richest of boys, or the ones, of course, who were exempt.
In the 30s, you could buy a three-bedroom house for $2,000 or $3,000.
I think so, and probably a pretty nice one at that. I believe that's absolutely correct. And also, you'd have had to put half down to get it, minimum. You couldn't get more credit than that, how times have changed. Anyway, he's writing about the proposed machine gun ban, tax, whatever you want to call it, and what I'm about to read is a description, actually, of a selective fire weapon, but he doesn't use that term. The first criticism that I have, Mr. Frederick said, to make is on page 1, lines 8 to 10. The definition of the term machine gun, I think, is wholly inadequate and unsatisfactory. A gun which fires automatically or semi-automatically less than 12 shots is not, under this definition, a machine gun. And yet, in my opinion, it is in fact a machine gun and should be so classified, meaning it's not enough to ban a machine gun with a magazine that holds more than 12. He wants to have it banned all the way down.
So this is more hardcore than Hillary and Bill Clinton in 1993, and this is back in 1934. This is banned most types of rifles and handguns.
I honestly, well, certainly if they were selective fire. Now, I think this was probably even to the left of the Roosevelt administration. I mean, liberals in those days weren't always, well, they certainly weren't the hard hate America crowd that we got today. I don't know where Roosevelt was on this, frankly, but the fact of the matter is that apparently he was being taken to task by the head of the NRA. I mean, it just blows your mind. It hurts. So, anyway.
Absolutely.
They got the bill through, and bless their heart, and I haven't studied it. I don't know what their role was in 38 when dealers were forced to get a federal license in order to sell firearms. But
I've looked at it. They were behind that.
that would be so in keeping. Now, in 68, actually prior to 68 gun control law passing, they had been working with Senator Dodd, and they had been supporting measures such as no handgun sales in a store to a customer if the customer's out of his home state, ending of direct mail sales of guns. And I think they insisted before in 68, they were kind of opposing or supporting the bill, but they sort of dropped off at one point. They were happy with, I know one of the things they had supported was to get the sporting provision into the law so that the federal government would determine what kind of gun could be imported, namely only one that passed a sporting use test.
And
wow.
they wanted to make it not about a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of your home and hearth against criminals and government. They wanted to make it all about hunting.
That is absolutely correct.
So we have them now destroying a frontal assault on the Second Amendment.
That is, well, certainly it was, I think, too, in 34, but this is even more obvious in 68. And then it gets more and more obvious as time goes by. The D.C. Council passed a gun ban, and I was on the scene at this time, and I remember going to the NRA and saying, look, you only need to have one house, at that time is all it needed, either Senate or the House, to veto what was just done by the D.C. Council, because constitutionally the D.C. City Council is under the United States Congress. And the NRA's response, the new ILA director at that time, because they had just been formed, said, we're not going to waste any of our political capital on doing something like that. We'll take care of it in court. Well, it took them 30 years to get to court, and when they finally did, it was only in an effort to head off the very clever suit that now is on its way to the Supreme Court, formulated by Bob Levy and litigated by Alan Gura.
So let's recap this. They're formed as an auxiliary of the federal government to create better marksmanship for a pool of people that can become soldiers under a draft at the end of the Civil War.
Correct.
Okay, so we're talking like 1869, 1870. Then from that point on, they want to list even more guns, semi-automatic rifles handguns in the $200 tax and regulatory control of the BATF. Then in 68, they control the Gun Control Act. Senator Dodd, who'd been involved in the Nuremberg trials, got the Nazi gun control laws, actually
right.
the Nuremberg gun control laws, which are part of the Weimar Republic,
right.
And he had those translated, only a few words changed. We have the bills. It's almost identical except for a few words, the German gun control bill. So they support that. I mean, these are wonderful people. How dare you, Larry, talk bad about them. Please continue.
Well, then, let's see. We're running short of time. Let's,
Well, just go through it all. I know there's so much, but just keep telling people.
In 1991, they testified in favor of gun-free zones at schools. After Columbine, Wayne LaPierre repeated that position, and these are his words. He at the time was the executive director of their political lobbying arm, the Institute for Legislative Action. He said this: we believe in absolutely gun-free, zero-tolerance, totally safe schools. That means no guns in America's schools, period.
And so that means the police have trouble having guns. It means the principal can't have a gun. Versus the day when my dad would walk in with a shotgun and put it in his locker and go hunting after school with his friends, and no one even looked at him, and there was never any school shootings.
We've got members that grew up in New York City and took their guns to school on the subway, their rifles, because they had target practice at their schools. Typically, it was junior ROTC.
And back then, if somebody came into a school to shoot people, it did happen a couple times, they were blasted within seconds.
Absolutely. Now, you know, this is a little off subject, but just the other day I saw an article from a Norwegian newspaper that up at the Arctic Circle, there's a little town, and the first day of school, the thing that is taught to the kids is how to use the rifles that they must bring to school. Why? Well, they might get jumped by a polar bear, and the kids are on their own.
Absolutely.
So it's just rather a different point.
By the way, up in Alaska and places, they've tried to make people not hunt polar bears. Their numbers are exploding. And so now they're attacking people again. You have to shoot a few of them so they know not to do that.
That's a big animal. One swat from his paw, and you're finished.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than a grizzly, a lot bigger than a Kodiak. And, you know, that's the point, is those bears are smart, folks. You have to kill a couple, or they will start coming and killing you.
Now, in the Brady Law, it was the bill was put forth. By the way, this is a good lesson in confrontational politics that the other side understands so much better than, quote, our side. The Brady Law had been promoted for 12 years before it was finally enacted on its 13th year. bad luck number for us, I guess. And they just kept coming, and they weren't embarrassed that they kept losing because they kept using each defeat to generate more and more support because they were directing debate on their terms to it, and they weren't being effectively answered.
Instead of other counterattacks. If we launched counterattacks, we would build support and be able to reverse gun control.
Bingo. Absolutely correct. We have seen that from our own experience.
And that's what I'm doing here, folks. I'm begging you to attack with Ron Paul, to attack with gun owners, to attack for our freedom back. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the measure could have been stopped in 93, but the NRA, like they're doing right now, told the Congress, now, we support this because now we've got the instant background check in it, and after 5 years, it becomes totally our bill. Well, that's correct. It did. The waiting period went away, and bad as the waiting period was, that's nothing compared to the intervention in our privacy and in our exercise of a constitutional liberty that is represented.
But see how they rig this? They go, oh, don't worry. The NRA sponsored it. The Brady Bill. Oh, we're getting a treat. So instead of a five-day waiting period, you get instant federal registration.
And you have to prove your innocence. And so if some cop shop somewhere put in a bunch of parking tickets the way they did in Texas, you've got to prove to the government that you're innocent of that, that you're not facing a disqualifying
and
record.
Now they're going to add not just a restraining order because you're in a divorce, which is standard. Now they're going to add ADHD, post-traumatic stress. Remember all the cops lost their jobs last time in 2000, folks? It's going to happen again. And the NRA, our little friend, is the one doing it. Our dear, sweet Judas Iscariot. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, GunOwners.org.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
In game.
You said one love.
Blueprint for global enslavement.
One life.
We're going to be shipping on November 1st. UPS.
One love.
Pre-orders are pouring in at Infowars.com.
It leaves you, baby.
We've traveled to two different Bilderberg Group meetings in Turkey and, of course, in Canada. That's just part of the two-hour, 20-minute film. We show you how eugenics controls the New World Order, why they want to set up world government, what their plan is. It blows away every film I've ever made, folks. You can pre-order Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement right now so you get the DVD first. And we're prepackaging them all. You know, I have an agreement with the distributor. I can't ship these out until November 1st. And so, again, they will be shipping out to you November 1st. They're packaging them, piling them up, ship them out to you. Infowars.com. You can order there or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. It will be posted there October 26th. At midnight, when that day starts, you will be able to download it in super high quality. You'll be able to see it first for our members at PrisonPlanet.tv. So go ahead and get your 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month membership. Back to gunowners.org. Again, it's all about getting the info out. Larry, we got a few minutes in this segment. I'm going to hold you over into the next. I appreciate that. Again, the Director of Gunners of America, run through the Brady Bill and what the Judas Iscariot, Judas Goat NRA did there.
Well, primarily, it all happened in 93. They succeeded in attaching the instant background check to what had been the traditional, for the 12 years of its previous history, the traditional waiting period that would be required at the national level. And they, Tanya Mataksa, who'd been their director of the Institute for Legislative Action at that time, said, I think this agreement was a victory for those who see flaws in the current bill. This is a much different Brady bill. This bill sunsets into what we've been supporting for several years, the instant check. If you look at it in the long range, it's our bill in 5 years.
And so they didn't try to block, which then federalized everything and brought federal control and databases into police departments that they're now using for other police state reasons. Now they're saying they're going to bar you with misdemeanors. Now they're talking about barring you if you have any type of, quote, mental illness. They're handing those out like dum-dums after you get your hair cut. I mean, this is bad.
It is a very, very serious situation. All it will take in the proposed Schumer-McCarthy bill is for a psychiatrist to render a diagnosis that says that there's any chance, really any chance, that you might be a danger to self or others. So they've apparently got the opinion that everybody with PTSD is such a danger. Well, that's a crock because we have the statistics on that population now ever since Vietnam. A whole bunch of those folks, and in fact, they have the same. They don't have any worse crime record than anybody else.
And Larry, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's a good point. But a lot of doctors say that's all quackery. It doesn't even exist to begin with. I mean,
that's why we've been saying if somebody should be, you know, should be barred from guns, take them to court and prove they've committed a crime. Take them to court. Don't just let somebody give an opinion. It's unrebutted, no challenge to it.
And don't use the excuse of this shooter up in Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, because
right.
That was a gun ban zone. There
exactly.
Would have been gun. I mean, let me tell you, when I was in college, I didn't live on a college, and I wouldn't have had, because I couldn't have a gun. But somebody shooting somebody in my apartment complex, I'm going to kill them. And that's how it works down here in Texas. We don't have too much of this stuff. It's unbelievable. Stay there, Larry Pratt. We'll come back. Talk about the new gun control bills they're launching.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.